And this?
Gucci.
Okay. What's another word for that?
Windpipe.
Okay, and another word? You got a sore?
Tonsil.
Throat.
Throat.
Okay. And this is a?
Tooth.
And these are?
Teeth.
Okay. And this is a? Way up above.
You're gone.
I can't get to it.
Maybe trouble with you.
And this is the of my hand.
Palm.
Okay. And this is a
fist.
And these are
fists.
Okay. This right here, not this one, but you might say we're two bones are connected so that they move. You might call that a
finger.
Okay, what hurts? What? She's got arthritis, her doctor said, so where does it hurt in her?
In the joint.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, this part of your body is your, this part.
Your chest.
Right. Okay, and these are?
Shoulders.
This is a?
Hand.
And these are?
Fingers.
Hands. Okay. This is a?
Leg.
And this is a?
Foot.
And these are?
Toes.
No, all of them. Both of these.
My feet.
Okay. And this is a?
Leg.
Okay, what's that part right in front when you get kicked?
You call that the shin.
Okay. If you're sitting like this, you might say you're sitting on your...
Sitting on your heel.
Or on your... You bend down and sit on your...
On your leg.
Okay, what up? You know what else that's called? A certain way you sit down like that?
No, I don't know.
Have you heard of the haunches? Sitting on your haunches?
No, I never
heard. You never heard that? Okay. If somebody is really worn out and they're just kind of ill looking and tired, you might say that they're what? They look, if they look like they're just finished, you know, just
like they're almost bad.
Okay. What else might you say, like if they look ill and just you know, just really tired. Okay. Would you say they look peaked or peaked?
Yeah, they look peaked.
Okay. How about sickly or puny or?
They look puny.
Okay. Okay, if a man can lift a lot of stuff, you know, lift anything, and he can bend people's arms like that, you say he is?
Strong.
Okay. Would you say stout, too, for that?
Yeah, stout and strong.
Okay. If somebody's, can take joking, and they're always happy, and they're easygoing and all that, you'd say that they're...
Jolly.
Okay. What if they have a real easygoing disposition? Just real easygoing. You know another word for that? It's like jolly, but it just means that they're more calm and easy to get along with.